morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98 KUPD.
I need Toledo in here.
Bastard from a basket!
We'll just have him come in. That's how I call him in now. That movie's the saddest movie you've ever watched in your life. It's
I saw that in the theater with Pepe Le Jeune.
You watched that in the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, it's. I don't think I could sit
on,
through.
On a recommendation, I'm saying this is going to be, you know, it's amazing. Daniel Day-Lewis, and I came out of there like, what did I just watch?
There will be blood. Yeah, it is unbelievable, but it is drop-dead miserable. I don't think there's an uplifting moment.
It's a way to ruin your afternoon.
Your movie week. Is it? It's called There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
It's about oil guys.
The oil
in Texas
run back in the early 30s or less than that. Yeah, it was right around that time.
I watched it at home and I'm like, there isn't a redeeming moment in this. There isn't like a single thing that makes you feel okay. And it just progressively gets worse.
You're not my boy. None of you is in me. You're a bastard in a basket.
And the poor kid's deaf. So he screams it at him. Oh, man.
Bastard in a basket.
It's terrible. Anyway, so that's my new call for Toledo, just because it makes Brett so uncomfortable. And also, if you want to be uncomfortable, I got more people. Fez says, wow, your Shirley Temple truth bomb just went off. I looked that up. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen
in your life.
It is. We watched it in here, and I'm like, I didn't realize they did that to her. It was normal.
And all the extra stuff outside of the movies.
Well, just keeping
to entertain the guys in the industry.
Appeal. Oh, yeah, to bring in the others.
The parties?
But to make it normal to have her appeal to older men as if she were of age. So, yeah. The burlesque dancing thing, the prostitution. I mean, Shirley Temple played a prostitute and a burlesque dancer and like her whole childhood. Like, she was just bait for older men. And they're like, this is good. This is a normal thing. And then you go back and look and you're like, how did anyone get away with this? It's crazy.
I didn't really know much about her other than the Good Ship Lollipop.
Right.
I mean,
nobody
that's it, you know. And then you show that video, I'm like, oh! Yeah.
And then you realize what her career was to appeal to older gentlemen. Oh, it's weird. And then
my grandfather went out with her for a couple times.
Chick or Ed?
Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a partier.
And what was it your family said you're the only one that calls him Popple?
Papple? Papple. Yeah, but it's Papa Ed or Papa Chick.
Call him Papple.
Papple.
Which is great. We missed this in the Brady Report, but this is, you know, we've always talked about, like, if suicide were an option for people, like, what would you do? And most people, like, say, well, I want pills, or I want to try to at least go. You don't want to hurt yourself, right?
Go to sleep.
The worst ways to die, fire. Like, people say drowning, but I've always heard that drowning puts you in the sense of peace for some reason. I watched that on an Oprah once, people who've almost drowned, and they're like, it was actually very pleasant after the fear went away.
Yeah, the first minute and a half.
Like you're struggling, and then once you stop struggling, it's euphoric because you get that, what that drug that everybody talks about doing, and I can't remember the name of it, that is supposed to be the last, like your brain naturally produces what's it called? It naturally produces this chemical.
Not the oxytocin or
no. Tony Hinchcliffe told us about it, and Rogan's all over it. But it's a drug that you can take, and it's supposed to be the thing that happens to your body right before you die to put your body at ease. And it's natural, and they've found a way to make it like a thing. And you're supposedly going these wild like mental trips during the thing. I'm so afraid of that kind of stuff; I'd never do it. But so that's the euphoria of drowning. But the fire is one I can't imagine.
So drowning has moved up on your.
I would never do it to myself, but it doesn't. Like people say, that would be a worse way to. I think burning is by far the worst way. Like there's nothing about it. Oh, there it is. That's somebody just told me. Hang on.
Good morning, Arizona.
Good morning, Arizona. DMT. It's the DMT stuff
that
everybody's raving about. Don't do it, kids. Unless you really want the greatest experience of your life. But this might be the worst I've ever seen. This guy in China lost some money in the Chinese stock market. Now, it's 60,000. He was a trader. He's 33 years old. He'd been working in a steel, Batou Steel in Mongolia for a decade, and he also did a lot of stock trading. He lost 60,000 yuan.
What's a yuan?
Yuan. It's their money. I don't know how to say it.
Yuan.
Yen.
Yuan. But it's spelled Y-U-A-E-N on the thing. So I'm like, yuan. I'm going to try to say it like they do because I want to appropriate.
Right.
60,000 of those is guess how much in American money? $9,000.
$9,000, okay. Oh, wow.
So he said, I just lost $9,000 today. And he went into the steel mill.
Shame.
And he jumped into the furnace, 2,700 degrees.
For 9 G's?
He lost $9,000.
Oh, man.
He threw his helmet and his gloves in. And then it's a pot of molten metal and minerals, and he jumped into the pot. And people were watching him. That's a quick one.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
That
he
might
wouldn't
be 2,700 degrees. The room itself has to be almost death.
Standing over the pot.
Yeah. To be able to get close. They need to build a bigger fence. Like you shouldn't be able to jump into that. Can you imagine? That's the worst suicide I've heard of. That is, I don't think I could imagine.
But I think it'd be just instant. Oh. I mean,
you hope.
Well,
it'd be like an
2,700 degrees. It's
You'd
gotta
think
be.
So. You'd think so. But once you're, dip your toes in a pool and tell me how comfortable it is, like right now. And then just jump in. Your whole body knows for a second before it adapts. And that's just 40 degrees. Now take off, I don't know, add another 2,660 degrees to that. Oh, my God.
I don't think you'll have time to enjoy the DMT on that one.
No, I don't think the DMT is kicking in there. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's a pretty miserable way to go. Like, fire's bad. Because you fire bad. You sit and you have, like, moments to think about, I'm burning. This one, not so much. Yeah, you don't get that DMT release. Holy Moses. So keep an eye on your stocks today. But you know what? Always know that tomorrow it could go back up. The thing I'm thinking is, how bad would it be if it was just a little hiccup in his stock? Like the stock he had a little, you know, because I've had that. I've been doing little stock stuff here and there. And then you look and you're like, oh, my God, I lost my ass today. And then the next day it corrects. How bad would it be if his stock corrected to, like, he only lost $1,000? But he's in the bottom of that molten lava pit.
Or the other thing that he had was Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin, he's fine. Well, you have to keep an eye. Like, look, if you're killing yourself over Bitcoin, you're a fool because it does what it does.
Yep.
It was at like 3,000 a year ago. It's at 60,000. So it's going to dip, but hang on to it. Wait. Don't get into the lava pits yet. 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. And he's like, this is the way I choose. Like, I understand being suicidal. It's not a good thing, and you should ask for help and blah, blah, blah. But, man, there are options.
Do you get the weird feeling when I do every time I go buy one of those wood chippers?
That you want in?
No, not wanting in, but Argo. Picturing how someone gets stuck in there. You know, like the pant leg catches on and then...
Well, that
and you look at that roller in there.
The lathe.
That roller temp, there's not much room, but once it gets on there...
It's got good teeth.
And then I'm looking at the safety. I went by one yesterday in traffic. Right. And there's a railing. I'm like, if you're getting yanked in, I don't know how you could pull that thing down.
You can't. Somebody else has to. Yeah. But that's an accident. Now imagine doing that on purpose. Yeah. Like, imagine that dude on that lathe getting spun out, tying himself to it and going, flipping the switch and doing it himself. That, I don't think that's as bad as the 2,700 degrees. Just the thoughts in your head before you leap in?
I think the same amount of time. You're not going to.
I cannot prick my finger with one of those needle things to give a blood test. I can't imagine actually following through with, all right, it's 2,700 down there, going in. Like that last jump, like you have to really not want to be here at all. I don't think anybody's talking you out of that one. Yeah, so there you go. So if you work at the molten lava shop today, please, by all means, talk to a friend. I'm thinking about jumping in this 3,000-degree box. Please, let's go grab some. We'll get some chicken fingers and we'll talk this out.
You're going to love this China set.
Yeah.
It actually.
Right. We're going to get you out of here for a day. You need a day off. I'm thinking about it. If you're even thinking about jumping into the molten lava, it's, you know, you don't have to. Think about the Easter cake. This could be it. That's our way to keep people on their last legs today. I don't think I can do it.
You lost some yen today?
You lost your yen today. We can get you some yen tomorrow. Or Friday. Well, actually, yeah, tomorrow could be the day. Brett's going out tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, to Action Ride Shop in Mesa. It's over off of Gilbert. Between the 60 and Southern, you can't miss it. It's huge. And you get on over there to Action Ride Shop, and you could be the winner of the first keg that we've got for the Easter keg hunt, which is starting on starting tomorrow, but Friday's the big day. So here's how it works. Brett's going to have a thing tomorrow morning about 7. Going to have a lock on that thing. You got to get the lock undone. If you do that, boom, right there, $500. Right? slams that, right? That one's
not mine, but yeah. No, yeah, actually, you're not, Josh, yeah, is going to hand that stuff right over. Okay. Brett, just making sure we're on the same page.
Don't ask Brett for the money. You're going to get punched. $500. It'll be in an envelope, though, yes, just to make Brett comfortable.
You get that money
for
a couple of points.
I'll just go ahead and leave the envelope for your winnings over here on the nightstand, doll. That's how it works. There's no eye contact. You just take it, you leave. Is that okay by you?
You're beautiful.
All right. Look, I'm a guma hanging around here at the Action Ranch.
So Brett will give you the money. It'll be awkward, but he's going to give it to you. But all you got to do is figure out his code and get in that thing. You get that first one. Action Ride Shop has added $500 value to 9 other kegs that we're going to be hiding Friday. We don't know which ones they are. I don't know what we're going to randomly pick them Friday morning, see which ones are worth an extra $500. One of them's worth $5,000, and everything's worth a little prize pack that's getting thrown together. So you get like $100 worth of merch, you know, like parting gifts almost. Like a game show says, hey, thanks for playing. We got a lot of parting gifts. Same with the Easter keg. You find one, good for you. Here's your parting gifts. If you didn't win the $5,000, you're still getting something. It's just not the $5,000. You're one of the losers, but you walk out with something nice.
Well, the best part, too, is if you win tomorrow, you don't have to get up with all the other people on Friday morning.
Unless you want to increase your odds.
You could, but I'm sleeping. If I got one keg, I'm sleeping in.
Are you?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm done.
If I've got one keg, I'm getting up early to listen to the show. Promoter. But you're right, I'd sleep in, too.
Yeah, see?
But if I had one keg, I'd be like, this is gravy. I'd at least go around my neighborhood a little bit. Go, my luck is rolling right now. Get myself this one keg. If I pull two... Pretty sweet. There's been people, I think the most I've ever seen anybody come
grand.
In with
four. You could get $6,000.
Yeah, you get another, there you go, you get another $500 keg. If that one spins.
So does Thomas Wells hold the record for picking up Brady's 3 kegs?
For getting all of one guy's kegs, yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
And he got shut out. He didn't win anything.
Really?
He didn't?
No.
He got zeroed that year? Remember the first year we
did
it?
A drawing.
And each keg had a different prize attached?
Yeah, I mean, he got his... Every there was a value on every keg every year.
Yeah, but the first year was a nightmare because I had to read off the prize for every keg.
Yeah,
oh, it was we didn't realize how long it would take 98 kegs to go. All right, keg 86, you got a year's worth of car washes. Keg 85, you get a Christmas tree. We had like crazy.
You remember the one?
Uh-uh.
It was a Checker cab, $50.
Oh yeah, we were giving you cab rides. We had a few that were
serious?
Yeah, we had a couple that weren't gems. And then people would like hunt and all day, and we didn't know how it was going to go. We got all the kegs back, and I'm looking around. I'm like, I got to read off all of these? Okay. And it just stopped the party cold.
Oh, like, yeah.
Right, keg one, congratulations. You get $50 cab ride. Anywhere you want to go.
And some clams.
$50, yeah. Keg two, you get a bucket of clams. Keg three, you get a hot dog taco. I just invented that. Yeah, it was like some of the prizes were kind of cruddy. And then people were trading after.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting upset.
They're swapping prizes.
They're swapping prizes back and forth. Yeah,
so I need a cab.
We've got it down now. I think afterwards, the first meet, I'm like, look, I'm never doing that again. Everybody gets a random prize pack for getting a keg, and that's how it is now. You find a keg, and you get a prize pack. And then the grand prize is $5,000. It's going to be great. Thanks to our friends at Barrio Brewing, Action Ride Shop, who have stepped up huge now.
Oh,
they're
man.
And they're hiding kegs, too. And also our friends at Mavericks, where the end party will be. And you don't have to find a keg to come down to Mavericks and have some fun. And it will be safe. We'll be COVID safe. If you're nervous about that, everything will be on Facebook, so you don't actually have to sit in there with all those people and find out whether or not you got the 5Gs. But tomorrow morning it begins, and we're excited about it. Very cool. Action Ride Shop tomorrow morning. Brett's going to be out there, and we'll see who gets keg number one as the Easter keg has returned. It's absolutely awesome. So get out there, be safe, and be smart, and maybe you get $5,000 out of it, courtesy of your friends here at 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?